Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, should there be CCTV in public areas across the country? Take a listen to the Fine Gael TD for Dublin Bay South, James Gagan. He spoke to Anton earlier this morning.
Me and my colleagues within Fine Gael, Dublin TDs and senators, we've done a campaign really. We've engaged in the constituencies, and every constituency where we have representatives, it's all come back to us that they do want more CCTV, in particular in areas where there is a high prevalence of crime, or perhaps areas where there's been a repeat incidence of the same crime. In my own constituency, Seanmore Park playground has been set on fire 6 times in the last 3 years. That community is still awaiting a new element to the playground. And when you talk to the local Gardaí there, they want CCTV in that area, not to necessarily to capture loads more people trying to set the thing on fire, to act as a bit of a deterrent. So it's about working with the high visibility policing that we're seeing in our city centre, in parts of our suburbs, and providing the guards with the necessary tools to act as a deterrent.
Dean Russell is the chairman and founder of Kilmore Celtic. Dean is with us here in the programme today because you've had your own pitches destroyed, playgrounds damaged as well on a number of occasions. Do you agree with more CCTV, Dean?
Yes, thanks for having me. Yeah, 100%. Anything that acts as a deterrent and tries to stop from doing the stupidity that they do. Like, we've recently had a new playground installed in Kilmore West. We campaigned for maybe 15 years longer, and then within 6 months it was born, and now it's being fixed thanks to DCC and the local councils got it fixed. And then only 2 weeks ago, some lady caught some guy with a lighter and some dry grass trying to do it again, and she stopped him, thank God. And anything that acts as a deterrent to stop, like, the playground is utilised 7 days a week, but every time we go by, there could be anything from 30 to 40 kids, and it's brilliant to see all the families are there. And we don't need people damaging these facilities. They're hard enough to get. Like, we're campaigning for an hour at the facility, and geez, if we are successful in getting that, with the last thing we want is anybody to damage it. These facilities are utilised by the whole community, and they're really, really good. So why do people want to damage them? It's just beggars belief, you know?
Will CCTV, though, will that actually stop people from carrying out, it's basically arson attacks in some instances, but will it actually stop people from doing it?
I think it'd be a deterrent. It would definitely help, 100%.
You think? And I take it at the moment, Dean, obviously you don't have any cameras or CCTV cameras in the area.
No, we don't. We just have a very vigilant community members keeping an eye on it. That's what we have to do.
And you're kind of relying then, I suppose, and maybe private businesses or shops or restaurants or that might have CCTV outside, and I'm sure all of that's handed over to the guards. But you think actually putting up special cameras, you know, in the playground, near the pitches, that would stop attacks like this? You think it would?
It's definitely acted as a deterrent. Even a couple of signs up, CCTV, 24-hour monitoring. All them things help, but at the end of the day, like, isn't it shocking that you have to come to this, that you need that? Like, would you not be just grateful for what you have? Like, the fight for 15 years more to get a playground in the area, and then we finally get it, and then you have these individuals coming on and destroying it. And as I said, it's heartbreaking to see when it was closed down. And then even the other day with the good weather, you're driving by and you look at the 40, 50 kids in there playing. It's brilliant, you know?
Willie White, who works at TU Dublin Research and Innovation, is joining us here, Dean, on the line as well. Willie, you don't think the cameras are the best solution?
Well, it depends. I mean, those are very real problems that people are trying to solve. And I suppose we have to make the distinction between CCTV that the guards use and one that you could just put up yourself if you wanted, along with the sign. So I suppose I'm not talking to you from Leinster House, I'm talking to you from a university where, you know, we look at the science and the research on it. There is some evidence over longitudinal studies that, yes, for property crimes, certainly theft, a CCTV can be used. But I think the call was also around public order, and there's a less strong correlation there. If you look at the UK, which has the highest, certainly in Europe, the highest rate of public CCTVs, and invested lots of money in it per head of population, you don't necessarily see that reducing crime there. It stops people nicking from car parks and from your garage, and people use them at home as well as deterrence. But my question would be, what is the problem you're trying to fix? And why are people burning down a resource in their own community? I'm not blaming, I'm certainly not blaming the football club that's unfortunately had its
No, I know, you're just
attack.
Asking the question,
It's just a quick fix, you know. So why are people burning down the Seanmore Park? I know Seanmore Park used to live out that part of town. why is this happening? And, you know, I suppose you look at somebody like Jane Jacobs, who's famous urbanist, she talks about the eyes in the street, which are real people's eyes. So, you know, where a community is connected and knows how to get people into line, they don't need to rely on CCTVs as a seeming quick fix that doesn't actually always fix the problem.
But I suppose if you look at somewhere like in, you know, Dean there talking about Kilmore Celtic, where they've had, you know, numerous pitches destroyed and playgrounds in the locality, and this has happened time and time again. So, like, with the best will in the world, the local eyes and boots on the ground, they need some kind of support measures.
But I suppose anybody is free to put up a CCTV if they want themselves, as long as they know, you know, what they're allowed to photograph and what they're allowed to do with it. The other call was, like, because there was an article there, I think, over the weekend about how Dublin has very few CCTVs, and there was a call for that as well. So that was more around the public order. Anybody can put up a CCTV. It's hard to say they can put it on their own house, and people do. But it's more about incorporating that into policing and ideas of public safety in the city centre that I would have reservations about, and that the evidence doesn't support.
Why? Because people are entitled to their civil liberties.
That's another issue, and you know, there's a very big issue in the UK where stores are using CCTV and using facial recognition, and people are being accused in the wrong and banned from shops. So it's a quick fix, but it doesn't. If you look at the evidence, if you look at the science, it's been studied for decades. It reduces crime on property, yes, but it doesn't reduce public order.
Greg is on the line, Willie, as well. Stay with us if you can. It's 1800 453 106 is the number. We're asking listeners today, would you have an issue with more CCTV being put up or erected in public areas or spaces or in and around public amenities? Greg's in Galway. Greg, what's your view on this?
Hello there. I think there should be CCTV everywhere, particularly on roads and junctions and things like that. I was recently in Dubai visiting my son, and the place is practically crime-free. Because everybody knows if you do get up to something, you'll be spotted, and they have a record of it. And
there's also issue with how people are treated, you know, in terms of people's civil liberties across the UAE. It's maybe a conversation for another day. Do we really want a situation like that?
Well, at the end of the day, they actually have a justice system here, because anecdotally, it seems to me here that people are rocking up into court with 30, 40, 50, 100 previous convictions, and they walk out with the Probation Act. And it must be very frustrating for the guards to go to all that trouble of arresting somebody, prosecuting a case, and seeing the person walk out. And in some cases, go off and do shoplifting again or whatever within a day or two. So that's another conversation we need in this country. There's no point having all the laws in the world if you don't actually enforce them.
So greater surveillance, that's what we need, Greg, is it?
Well, surveillance. But we also have a problem with GDPR here, insofar as it's very hard to use a lot of the surveillance sort of footage in court, because, again, it seems to be weighed up very much in favour of the criminal.
But you have to have a... Like, I mean, there has to be checks and balances around how CCTV footage is recorded, how it's stored. You know, as Willie White even pointed out, that you wouldn't have any kind of, you know, manipulation of the footage or question marks over, you know, whether or not the wrong person is identified. Like, that's why there has to be so many rules and regulations around it.
Well, I know, but then we're assuming that all the guards are crooked, which is definitely not the case. We're making their life very hard in this country to actually carry out their work. And it's a case of, like, do you want proper policing or not?
So you don't see any issue, then, Greg, with more cameras in and around public playgrounds and public spaces?
No, I was visiting my son in Dubai there about a month ago, and it's perfectly safe to go there, regardless of what the media have been saying. And he tells me that a woman can walk around there at any time of night in total safety, absolute safety. They're not worried about being mugged or raped or worse, because they have CCTV and they implement the laws, and people there know you don't want to go to jail.
So, Willie, when you talk about the research that you mentioned, I mean, you say that in some cases it doesn't actually work as a deterrent at all.
No, there's a longitudinal study over 40 years and it doesn't really. I mean, we have to be clear about what we're talking about here. One is deterring somebody from doing a crime, and the other is catching them with the CCTV. So it doesn't work. You might be able to, somebody might, if it's dark also, you might wonder how they might see it. You could put up a sign and say CCTV here. But it doesn't work. And I suppose, you know, the voters in Ireland are free to decide whether they want to live in a country as repressive as Dubai, despite the sunny weather. I don't think that they do. So there's always a trade-off. But I'd go back again and say, what is the problem you're trying to solve? And why do you think technology is the solution? We live in a society. We should try and fix it within our communities. And also, like, this idea of the anecdotal evidence of people getting off, that is exactly that, anecdotal. I suppose I'm trying to introduce a bit of science and social science into what actually happened.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, there are often, I suppose, cases, to be fair. I think, Greg, the point you're making is often cases, and many, many times we've discussed it on this programme and others here in the station, you know, where you do see incidents like that emerging from the courts, where somebody who has appeared before before a judge for whatever reason, you know, is maybe given a suspended sentence because, you know, given a suspended sentence for whatever reason, and they've got, you know, X number of previous convictions prior to that. What about you, Dave? You're in Tipperary. What's your view on CCTV cameras? How are you?
Look, I'm not totally against the idea. I mean, like, I live in a small village, and once upon a time, every Halloween, fireworks were thrown into the bottle banks. They were set on fire, blah, 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 blah. They put up cameras, and it kind of dried up overnight. But like one of the previous gentlemen said, there was also that element of, like, public shaming. Like, you live in a small village, you know what I mean? You're around the people who you're discommoding with your behavior. So that's why a lot of that kind of stopped, you know. And I mean, I'm not against having cameras in a lot of villages and towns, just in case there's a robbery, you might be able to see a car leaving. It might help the guards. But thing is, you put up cameras everywhere and you catch people doing crimes, then what? If they're under the age of 18, bar killing somebody or doing something really serious, not a lot is going to happen to them. And we also, the guards are also understaffed and under-resourced. You know, like, and you're like, right, we caught someone doing something on camera, their face is covered, what are we going to do? Not really much, you know? Like, it's not a bad idea. I'm not against CCTV being used in conjunction with the guards, but we do have an understaffed, under-resourced, and underpaid police force. Do you really think they're going to be going around trying to catch someone from a grainy video footage? Or, and like, even if you put them up in, like, areas where there is large amounts of antisocial behaviour, a lot of times antisocial behaviour is teenagers. Teenager gets pulled in front of a judge, there's not a whole lot's going to happen to them. And they could break the cameras. Do you know, this idea of just TDs just walking up, and I know it's a nice little soundbite for them going, oh, we want more cameras, that's going to help you out, and not mention, like, the myriad of other problems we have in regards to crime in this country. You know?
So
genuinely waiting for one of them just stand up someday and say, let them have cake. Because it genuinely seems like we're heading towards that. You know, So the
cameras are fine in by way of maybe identifying people involved in this kind of antisocial behaviour, but it's the actual, I suppose, what's the penalty then, you know, if you're convicted for carrying out some of these crimes. What about you, Patrick? Do you have any issue with CCTV in public spots?
I don't know, and I believe, like, it's one of the tools that would help with crime, but unfortunately what all the contributors there today has highlighted is we have a justice system that's simply not working. It's not working for the people. It's not working for the prosperity of the country. And I think why James Gagan came out about it, Fine Gael are down, and they perceive themselves to be the law, the party of law and order. And they know quite clearly that law and order has broken down. Now, this is no reflection on the guards. They're dealing with a justice system that simply doesn't work. And the guards, even the CCTV footage that we're talking about, this is only highlighting what the guards already know. The girls already know that these people are in communities. They're not street angels. So they might be burning furniture in a playground today, but they're doing something else 5 minutes later. So these are all known. But unfortunately, the justice system is geared around these people. And what we need to do in our policing, we need to change the type of policing we have from the community policing that are recognising the problems that are within areas, putting in supports there, and basically dealing with these people in a different way. The justice system is not the way to deal with somebody that has underlying problems, but unfortunately, and no reflection on guards, the training on guard, as you call it, they're not trained to recognise these problems in community, and they're not trained to put it in place proper support.
Yeah, so it's, you think maybe if there was an increase perhaps in the number then of community officers around the country, perhaps that might help in that. Just to give you a flavour of some of the texters today, Dee has got in touch. She says, I've never had a problem with CCTV, but recently I've noticed that the self-service tills in some shops are showing the customers themselves using the tills. Can anybody tell me why this is? I've tried my best to come up with a solution. I haven't been able to. Another listener makes the point, there's nothing for teenagers. What is there besides a playground? Pat in Black Rock has got in touch to say, absolutely there should be CCTV everywhere. We have constant blatant vandalism in our own local area in South County Dublin. It's very simple. If you abide by the law, you've done nothing wrong. You've nothing to be concerned about. What about you, Stephen? Why did you get in touch?
I got in touch because I fully support the rollout of modern CCTV, particularly the way technology with AI and facial recognition technology has evolved. We're not talking about the Gardaí just sitting down looking through hours of videotape anymore. And that technology exists so that we can look for the person in the red jacket throwing a stone, the blue car driving past. You can use large language models with CCTV now to help the guards. I think it would act as a deterrent, but as other callers have said, even if you identify somebody and then bring them to court, there then is the issue in how the courts deal with these people. But I think that's a separate issue. I think we should use every tool that we can. The guards, there will never be enough guards on the street, but if technology helps them to identify these people, and I think for most people, it will be a deterrent. There'll be certain types of people who won't care and will engage in vandalism in front of a guard, but a lot of others won't. And I think once we know that modern technology is there, it will help as a deterrent and will help in catching them.
And do you have any issues, Stephen, with the kind of the big brother approach, like feeling that you're nearly kind of all constantly been watched? Do you have any problem with that?
I think the EU has very strict data protection laws, GDPR, etc. So of all places in the world, we're not China, we're not Russia. We have proper protections in place. And if you're not doing anything wrong, as any law-abiding citizen, I'd be happy to have the CCTV out there because it would prove I didn't do something.
Noel has got in touch. He says, put CCTV everywhere. Just do it. Stop talking about it for another 50 years. Paranoid people have a problem with cameras. Lots don't have a problem with it, and it will help to prevent crimes. Another listener makes the point, if nothing else, surely it'll be a deterrent, so I don't see what the issue is. And finally, this texter tells me that when they lived in New York, local shops would put pictures of people caught shoplifting on camera up in the shop for everyone to see. Perhaps a little bit of public shaming would do the work. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. For the moment, though, Dean Russell there from Kilmore Celtic, Willie White from TU Dublin, Dave, Greg, Patrick and Stephen, thanks a million for sharing your thoughts with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.